cliffcentral.com.
It's Nathan and Mark from Lone Hill Estate. Hello, you animals.
Hey.
What's happening?
I didn't understand that song at all because I'm colorblind.
Like the old South Africa, right?
Yeah. I don't know how to answer that.
Hey, what's happening?
Very early. You've got to be on your guard.
Yeah, don't worry.
Yes, not much. We're actually so confused as to why you even wanted to speak to us. Cause
are you kidding?
Well, we haven't done anything in like 2 years. Well, we have done stuff.
You've done things. You just haven't. You've just in terms of new albums and things and
well, let's,
kind of
we were
shows.
Listening to your interview with I Am Weasel just now, and you know he just answers everything so beautifully. It's like everything's right. He's like a president.
He is like a president.
Yeah. Anyway, and we were just thinking like, wow, I wish a tabloid would write about us kissing someone, anyone, each other. Nothing.
You guys have tried, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Hey, we're like, hey, Heat Magazine. Look, we're standing behind.
There is no Heat Magazine. They've gone out of business.
Maybe that's why.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah, because you've been calling the wrong people.
Maybe the star was offended we called them Heat Magazine.
No, the reason I wanted to see you is because you guys were here right at the beginning. You came into our studio when it was, I think we were 3 days old or whatever.
Yep.
And you made a song for me, which I still play every now and then. You made one up on the spot, too, as it was. And I just love what you guys do. I mean, Nathan, I've always said, for me, the real musicians are not the ones who are necessarily having beef with other musicians in the tabloids, or the ones who are even writing hit records every other week, getting Max Martin to mix them for them in Sweden. To me, the musicians are the ones who just love the music. And I know you love music, and I know you can. I could throw anything at you musically, and you'll make it into something. And I, the same goes for Mark.
Yep, we do. In fact, Mark has a question for you.
What's
regarding
that?
Remember, we did that song for you. It was based on an AC/DC song.
Yes.
Yes. Who's going to be auditioning for the new AC/DC role?
Wow, you've got it.
We're thinking
because Brian Johnson's he's deaf.
Yeah, he's going deaf.
I mean, isn't that scary? Brian Johnson, the lead singer of AC/DC, it's one of the greatest rock bands of all time. I think they are about the 11th most successful touring show in all history.
Yeah, that have to be
number
11th.
11th.
Yeah, because you never get into the top 10.
Yeah.
I'd take that, eh?
Yeah, I'd take 11th. In fact, that's why, because we've had such a quiet past 2 years.
You can't sing like he does. I thought his voice would go before his ears did.
Yeah, completely.
Yeah.
But how are the rumors of Axl?
Axl Rose.
Rehearsing with him.
Yeah, I think Nick Lachey is a better fit.
You know, they say Axl Rose has the best range of any male vocalist ever.
I've never heard him sing low.
He can do it.
Yeah, he can.
In fact, I'll see if I can find the article.
Mr. Brownstone, remember that song?
That's disgusting.
They load up. They show on a graph the lowest note that this person can reach and the highest note they can reach, and he's got by far the longest range of any male singer.
So he's like the Mariah Carey of rock music.
I think he even beats her.
Oh wow, that's impressive. Because she's like 8 octaves or something ridiculous.
Yeah. But just in case anybody doesn't remember, this is the song that they did for us when we started. The AC/DC, and I think it's a pretty damn good Brian Johnson imitation, this, if nothing else.
In the morning, when I wake, I need specific radio waves before I should show and shave.
It's all in the drums, right?
That's it.
There's a little something that I crave.
Love it. All right, so you guys did that. Yeah, you did. That was very cool.
Yeah,
and, that's why I went a lifetime ago.
I saw you at the we did this event with Richard Branson a while ago, and you were with your brothers from Swing City.
Yeah.
So I got to ask you, Mark, do you hate it when he goes off with Loisa and Graham and cheats on you?
Yeah. No, absolutely. It's a sore point.
Well, I don't know. You just carry on sorting your paper. Pulling your little cart along the side of the road.
Seeing what I can find.
Sorted, pulling his cart with the cardboard boxes in it, right?
Yeah, times have been tough.
Yeah. I wear my pep suit and go sing swing music. So, yeah. It's all good.
Listen, Mabale was saying earlier, and I know that everybody who sees you says this, but we mean it. That Swing City is some outfit, man.
Thank you.
The three of you, everything just is so smooth. You could plug it in anywhere. It's like it's everybody's dream act because it's funny. It's a little bit cute. It's terrifically musical. It's got an incredible kind of vocal arrangement to it. It's just cool.
Yeah, it's fun. Look, I mean, it has its challenges. I mean,
even Mark is begrudgingly saying, "Yeah,
yeah." You get like a few. You get a few
shows. I have to agree.
You get a few shows where you're kind of like, the person's like, "Okay, so you're gonna get everyone on the dance floor, and you've kind of rehearsed, fly me to the moon, and you're like, oh,
doesn't quite.
We could get Granny and Grandpa on the dance floor, but
and
nobody
a slow dance at that." Yeah. But yeah, and then the opposite, when people are like, it's so loud, and it's like, well, there's a horn section, they're loud. It's basically like foghorns.
Do people really go to, I mean, do they stand in front of a band and they complain about it's too loud?
Well, they do, but it's mostly because it's more the organizers, I think. Sometimes they put us on during dinner when we're playing loud swing music, and you know what it's like. You know what it's like when you're listening to Friend Like Me from Aladdin and you're trying to enjoy some mashed potato. It's just,
yeah, but don't you find that so disrespectful when they put you on while the people are eating? It's a terrible time.
Well, I like it because
you
can actually say anything and no one's listening. So you can actually say more risque things.
Like?
Well, you know, we play around with a lot of innuendo.
Da, 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 and then you suddenly go, well, we pissed in your vegetables.
Yeah, well, no, we just talk about, like, we talk about gangsterism and, like, you know, prison rape and things like that. But, and people are like, oh, this filet mignon is delicious. Oh. So, yeah, it's fun.
What's the worst gig you've had to do?
Well, Lone Hill or
either both of you, because I love to hear these stories. Everybody thinks, oh, it's so great being a musician, you're such a rock star, you're up on stage and everybody loves you. The worst stories are always the best ones.
Well, let me just remind you, we do this for fun. We do like Lone Hill Stage as like a hobby.
Yep.
For fun, and we still had some cuck gigs. So Mark, Cafe Barcelona, relay the story, brother.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
We had a Wednesday night gig. Never have a gig on a Wednesday night. For some reason, it's just a bad night.
Who goes out on a Wednesday?
Well, exactly. And that night, nobody did. And we made 400 rand at the door and had to pay the sound guy 600 rand. So we had to go to the ATM and actually draw money for the sound guy.
Nobody pitched.
And then refill our cars with petrol because, let's face it.
So why did you even pay the sound guy?
Well,
because you didn't set up, did you?
No, we did. Oh. And our girlfriends paid at the door. I think that's how we made money.
And Howie Combrink, because he was playing with us.
That's right. Yeah, I think he paid to play with us.
Yeah. That is so, so sad.
But we were like, well, you know what? We're a lot bigger than you, so we'll get the sound guy this time. It's cool.
That is deeply depressing.
Yeah. That's one.
You're making fun of it now, but on that night, you wanted to kill yourself.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's been 2 years of this kind of thing. Because, you know, like for a musician in South Africa, it all comes down to radio play and things. So if you're not getting playlisted, then you're not really gigging much. And so we've been recording. So actually in the next couple of weeks, we want to launch an album called Lone Hill Estate Greatest Misses, which are all the songs radio
missed.
They didn't get round to playing.
But hang on. You said something interesting here. You said if you don't get playlisted, you don't really get gigs.
Well, okay, let me rephrase that. For us lazy musicians who rely on reactive gigs, as opposed to those hardworking musicians who go out and look for gigs.
But you also said this isn't your full-time job. It is a hobby for you.
Yeah,
true.
That's true.
And you have actual jobs as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remind me what these jobs are, Mark. What do you do again?
Sorts paper.
in a cart.
He's already mentioned that.
You've seen him on Mali Bongwe blocking the left lane.
And getting in the way of whores and other homeless people.
Yeah, and being ridden over every second week.
Yeah. But that's not your real leg. Set now, hey?
Yeah, it's better. Yeah.
What do you do? Come on, real job.
I run a little printing and branding company.
Okay.
In Benoni.
In Benoni?
Yeah. Go east.
You must be no.
You're called Lone Hill Estate. Couldn't you at least live in the northern suburbs?
Yeah, if you could afford to.
How expensive that is. Are you high?
I just assumed. Sorry.
No.
Terrible assumption.
That we used to.
What does Dave do?
In the good days.
He's not even here.
Well, we laid Dave off in this hard economic time.
Oh, you laid him off. He's not part of the band anymore.
In fact, I have gig money here. I've got 800 bucks, but it's hard to split three ways because 800 is a hard number to divide by three.
Yeah. How do you do that?
Yeah, maybe we'll just... Yeah, what is it? Like,
we'll donate
253 Rand or something stupid.
That's terrible.
Oh, it's a bad number.
It's a lucky thing, though, that you're doing this for fun.
Yeah.
Because actually, you're very serious musicians. By serious, I don't mean like you take yourself seriously.
Yeah.
But you can play. I've heard you guys do a lot of different stuff. And you're messing around. You're doing a cover, blah, blah, blah. You think you're just, you know, screwing around. But actually, it's really good.
Thank you.
You could do anything. Okay. That's why I also wanted you to come in this morning. I wanted you to show off a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
show off our chops.
I kind of, in the vein of Swing City, because I've been quite involved with that lately, I did a song for you.
Okay.
Like we used to. You know, we used to write
back in those days.
Politically charged songs and...
You did?
Things that could potentially get us in trouble.
Do you want me to play the original? The one that the recording that you've given me, or are we going to do this live?
Yeah, it's an Italian song that we've translated into English. So if you're Italian, I don't know how many Italian listeners you have, but they'll know the original.
Okay, let's see. Let's see how this
works. By Louis Prima.
1, 2, 69, 810. With the ladies, he was charming and he only raped a few. He only married six of them so they wouldn't sue. The corruption and the power will ensure that he gets laid. He will never get the AIDS cause he showers every day. Oh mama, zumba zumba's in the shower. Wash away the corruption and the power. Oh mama, zumba zumba's in the shower. Every time he takes a shower, nothing sticks to him. Now there's no more food or jobs, education's on the down. And behold, our little Rand is 26 Rand to the pound. They will never, 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 never see that this silly Jacob Zuma, he broke the ANC. Oh mama, Zuma, Zuma's in the shower. Wash away the corruption and the power.
This is fantastic.
Thank you.
See? Like, who would think of using that? That is actually an old Italian song.
Yeah.
I thought you were kidding.
It's called Zuma Zuma. So we just translated it into English. They've been saying this for years, apparently.
If only we'd listened to them, we would have known it was a bad idea to.
Yeah, the Italians are onto something.
When you, I mean, you're messing around here, but you take it seriously because it sounds to me like you have an appreciation for the original. And you have an appreciation for a whole lot of different genres of music that don't really fall into anything Lone Hill Estate would ever do.
Well, yeah, Louis Prima's one of my biggest heroes. And sure. I got into him through Walt Disney because he did the voice of King Louis.
That's right.
So Disney is to blame for everything, basically.
Well, I'm sure that there are lots of Disney songs that you guys don't do that you think are lame and stupid, but a lot of them are very cool.
I don't believe there is one.
Yeah. Really?
Maybe from Camp Rock.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, that's like real people.
Ugh.
And with
is that Zac Efron?
Yep. Kind of. No, it was Jonas Brothers.
What is it?
It had one of the Jonases.
Yeah. Which one?
Demi Lovato.
It had Joe Jonas. Yeah. The good-looking one who now sings Cake by the Ocean.
Right, he's the one I saw in Austin.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, did you bump into Joe Jonas? Yeah.
At a gig. I was standing there watching Goldfish, funnily enough, playing. And there was this very cool band that played just brass. So they do trumpet, trombone, saxophone, tuba, and an alto saxophone. There's an alto and there's a soprano.
I got a trombone. Just
nice.
Listen to you.
And then
that.
And we. I'm standing watching, and I go to the bar to order a drink, and then Joe Jonas is standing there as well.
Wow. I always hoped his middle name was Joe as well. Cause
I know Joe Jonas.
Joe Jonas.
All right, what did you bring the guitar in for? You didn't bring it in for your health.
You guys asked us to.
Yeah, so come on.
We were kind of forced into it. We haven't played these things for a while, Gareth.
You really should. Between the two of you, you should stop being so goddamn lazy. There are people with much less talent who are doing...
Far better.
Yes.
Far better,
And I know this isn't your main gig, and I know you don't have to.
Yeah, because we've got work, next thing I'm in
Isn't that a great song?
Yes, it's beautiful. The lyrics.
The lyrics are the best.
But
right?
It is actually quite deep. It's ironic.
Yeah.
Which I was impressed with.
What?
It didn't take much work to write. But
no, of course not. That's why it's ironic. But there are bands in this country who really don't have a lot of good songs.
There are a lot of amazing bands, though.
Sure.
Shambles.
I'm not being horrible. I'm saying there are a lot of crappy bands.
I was just trying to be like Katlego and say the right thing.
Please don't. Who are able to sustain themselves in a career because, I don't know, they're just prepared to put in the time. And guys like you just put a song together like that, and you could perform like that, and you don't have the time.
Well, what do you want to hear, Gareth?
Just play something nice for me.
All right, this is a song I wrote about a dream I had about a Xhosa lady riding a horse.
Wow.
Through Mexico.
All right.
Are you in tune, Mark?
Yes.
They call her Chica Takima, for she was born upon a mountain. A story very long ago, I am reluctant to repeat it.
Please.
She learned to fight with the... No, wait. That's not how it happened. First, Skabengas came at night time. Oh, bulala, mama, baba. And they beat her black and blue. Oh. And the hate grew up inside her. So, baby, just roll with me, roll with me. That's how I roll, baby, run. Like a loaded gun. She learned to fight with the machete. She learned to wield a loaded gun. Became defender of the people to protect the weaker ones. So baby, just roll with me, roll with me. That's how I roll, baby, run from anyone. Baby, just roll with me, roll with me. Chica Takimo, don't run from anyone. Then one day when she was riding, she came across a family who had fallen victim to a Tsotsi's killing spree.
Oh.
So she chased him to the forest, where she shot him with her gun. Our hero didn't even notice that the Tsotsi had a son.
What a story.
And the hate inside, she knew, now grew inside him too. That's a little weird. But
what a song!
Thank you.
Oh, what a story. Did you love that? Oh, man. Dusty, come up here.
Dusty Rich.
Yeah, Dusty Rich. He's a funny motherfucker.
Yeah, I knew Dusty.
No, come here to this. Don't come into the studio. I don't need you that close to me.
I knew him when he was still Dusty Poor.
Oh, he is coming in. All right. Yeah, it's fine. What'd you think of that, dude?
That was beautiful, man. Huh? I felt spiritual.
What a song. What a story.
I got a little,
that's because you're on drugs.
Yes, exactly. That's, but it was the music, the drugs, and...
It was like a Quentin Tarantino movie condensed into a song.
That's exactly what it felt like.
The Hateful Two.
That's what you should call yourselves now.
I felt it in my soul.
That song. Yeah, beautiful. Hey, what's coming up in your show while we're talking to these guys?
Stand-up comedy talk. We're talking taboo or not taboo. What material you can talk about in stand-up, you know, like a cancer paraplegic. Can you make a joke about that person? And those kinds of things. And then we phoning a comedian who doesn't know we're phoning him. I always like to do that because they're probably like hungover or in bed with their mom, right, or something like
they're
that.
They're not funny when they're not on stage either.
<That's funny. laughs> No, apparently not.
Wow. All right. That's
going to be a good show.
Very exciting. That's Dusty, and he's coming up next at 9 o'clock.
Exciting.
Dusty Rich. Very, very good. That really is. You see, that's what I mean about what you do. And you're all humble and... I know we're just messing around about it, but actually, I think you could dust the floor with a lot of these artists who call themselves artists and take themselves very seriously.
Well, yeah, I think we got a good live show, and I think it's because, you know, a lot of musicians in this country, well, they do it for a living,
yeah.
So they're bitter because they don't make money.
Yeah.
Whereas we don't make money either, but we know we don't make money, so we're fine.
Your wives and girlfriends make the money.
Yeah.
Let's
be fair.
So
house husbands.
We have a good time doing it. There's less pressure.
Hmm.
If you don't have to make a living off it.
Sure. What kinds of stuff are you doing in your show now? I mean, you're doing a lot of your original material, but do you do covers?
Yeah, we do a few.
Yeah, people we recently did covers. Move Your Feet, you know. Stop the beat. I can't.
Junior Senior.
There we go, yeah.
Great song.
Yeah, we've been doing that live, which
is super
fun. That gets
people on the floor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we play one of ours and then everyone sits down again. We should actually just do a full set of covers, actually.
That'd well, this is the funny thing. I heard, I can't even remember which musician it was. I think it was Ed Sheeran or something. He was saying, if people love his songs, and obviously he's had one or two really amazing hits that people can't wait for him to play. But he says people really get excited when he does other bands' music or he does other artists' stuff.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Because you do it in your own way. And because you're a musician, you understand how it was all put together. Do you write songs easily?
Fairly. I think they do. They do come easily, but you sort of listen back to them and you think, "Oh, this isn't great."
Yeah, look, songwriting is not hard. I mean, like
you.
I wrote a song. Yeah. No, it isn't. Like if you have an understanding of rhythm, you can write a song in your car on your steering wheel, just you know, kind of tapping on your steering wheel. I find that's probably the best way to write music.
Yeah,
and then you overcomplicate things in studio, and then it sounds crap, and radio doesn't play it.
No, I don't agree with you. I think you're taking for granted that you have this talent and the ability to write a song. Most people do not, and they never will.
I don't know. I bet who's not musical in your...
Flax.
I bet Flax could have written, "Oh, I'm stuck at work, and now I can't think of more lyrics." Like anyone could write that, but the PR behind that is just really powerful.
Yeah, and the look.
And the look, yeah. If he looked a little better naked...
Yeah, I mean, if her nipples weren't in that music video, that song would have been nothing.
That's true.
That's it.
Nipples, and it's got to be those kind of nipples that you can ski down the boob and ramp off the nipple.
So what are you listening to when you're looking for music that actually means something to you, that inspires? I mean, are you an old school sort of guy, Nathan?
Yeah, a bit of everything. Well,
Mark is the musical professor in the band.
I kind of hook the guys up with musical, new music releases. I think the new Panic at the Disco is amazing.
Oh, phenomenal.
Do you know what I like? I'm really into this Mark Ronson album. His new album.
Yeah.
I mean, the one with Uptown Funk on it, but all the other songs.
Mm. Yeah.
The one he did with David
Guetta as well was amazing.
Yeah.
Loved that.
He's got some good music going on there.
Yeah.
And he's been around a while. People don't even realize Mark Ronson's been around 10, 15 years or whatever.
No, I mean, he
it's only really made it now.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
No.
No, you made that up completely.
It's off the wall.
He produced Amy Winehouse.
Correct.
Oh, yeah, I get those
back
two confused.
Album, yeah.
It's the drugs. I get them so confused.
Now, are we doing anything exciting that you do want to plug at the moment?
Well, yeah.
I think our...
Greatest Misses.
Yes, our Greatest Misses
out
the album.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's coming out in the next week or so, I think.
Yeah, it'll be on iTunes.
Are these full songs that just never got onto radio, or are they... Like half songs and little bits of
pieces. The only reason we're doing it is because people are like, "Oh, yes, are you guys still playing? You guys still together?" And then you go, "Oh, flip out," because we've been writing music and releasing it. It's just no one's heard it. So we thought we'd just show people that we have done stuff. It's just maybe not.
What?
Urban. I don't know. Whatever they need on radio.
You know what?
You know.
Who cares about radio? And who cares how many people? These days, it's not about the size of the audience, actually. It's about how pleased you make the people who do care.
That's true.
Mm. Really?
Yeah.
Everybody's obsessed with this.
A lot of 40-year-old women.
You do. Yes. They get all horny and excited.
They do.
Yes.
I had one woman hump my leg once at a gig. That was exciting.
Well, what's with the new Jesus look? Because the last time I saw you, your hair was still quite short, and you still looked like a Backstreet Boy.
It's kind of a joke it's a long-running joke, because it took a long time to grow this hair, just so I could say I look like Swiss Jesus. But it's now not even that funny anymore.
No, the punchline was a bit of a downer, huh?
Yeah.
Well, all right, let's have another song here. Come on.
Oh.
Mess around.
Shall we play your Greatest Miss?
It's like, do this, and no pressure, guys. I want to feel like I'm in the house when you guys are busy rehearsing and putting together songs.
All right.
That's
cool.
How I want to feel.
We're going to be here for the next 2.5 hours.
Yay.
Okay, Mark, what are we playing? But?
But
what do you feel like playing?
I don't know, but remember, it's got to be like...
Is this how it goes when you're together?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's
we're very diplomatic. We're like, no, what do you want?
Yeah, we bought the acoustic guitars because my gran has to go to bed just now. Okay.
So. Yeah. Whisper.
All right, this is a song Mark wrote, actually, because he's a phenomenal songwriter. And it's called Have a Good Time. And this was basically when he was in his last job. And he was maltreated.
What happened? Did the boss sexually abuse you?
No, no, nothing like that.
No,
just,
no,
he had to work.
That exciting.
He had to work, and that was cuck. Yeah,
yeah. Because
well, it's more
horrible.
Than normal.
It's undignified to have to work.
Yeah, because you know how you work. Yeah. Like, okay, you work a lot. I can't use you as an example, but you know some people work like 3 hours a day, and they're like, "Yes, I'm so tired." Eh? Like a lot of musicians are like that.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm so exhausted. I woke up at 11.
My favorite thing is you call up a friend of yours who you know is doing some remedial job, and he's, I don't know, he like puts the bread on top of a sandwich. And he says to you, oh, you say, look, it would be cool to get together this weekend. He's like, oh, we're so busy, hey. I'm not going to have time.
Yeah.
You're like, you won't have time? Really?
Yeah, and do you know how long Instagram takes now because I've got so many filters?
All right, let's go.
Yeah.
Woke up late lying on the floor. Life hit me hard coming back for more. And people like me don't dare to dream. Down and out, couldn't even make the D team. You could take the high road, you could take the low road. You can up your friends, get rid of the mother load. You can crack a smile and sing for free. Somebody at the back said,
drink some me.
Leave your problems at the door and have a good time. When you wake up in the morning, the sun's still gonna shine. If you can't take it anymore, leave your problems at the door and have a good time. Oh, have a good time. Well, I can't take this work no more. My brain is numb and I'm so bored. People like me don't dare to dream. You're just a cog in the big machine. But you can take the high road, you can take the low road. You can help your friends get rid of the mother load. Smile and sing for free. Somebody in the back said,
drink some
me. Leave your problems at the door and have a good time. When you wake up in the morning, the sun's still gonna shine. If you can't take it anymore, leave your problems at the door and have a good time. Have a good time.
Are we still in rehearsal mode?
Yeah.
Yep. Mark, I think we can fit like a bit of a like a splice in here. So, yeah. But
what about
with
some scratching?
A little bit of Rihanna, so like. Yeah, this is a hit, eh?
Hey, that works.
Beautiful.
You dumb bitch.
No.
Leave our problems at the door and have a good time. When you wake up in the morning, the sun's still gonna shine. If you can't take it anymore, leave your problems at the door and have a good time. Have a good time. Leave your problems at the door and have a good time. When you wake up in the morning, the sun's still gonna shine. If you can't take it anymore, leave your problems at the door and have a good time. Have a good time, yeah.
Oh, I've missed this. Oh.
There, the hungry artist comes out.
Oh, I wish I hadn't worn tracksuit pants. I'm showing.
Have any of your wives or girlfriends left you since we last got together and spoke?
No, they would never do that.
Mine did.
She did?
Oh.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
She left you? Your wife left you?
Well, yeah, kind of, sort of. We kind of left each other.
What happened? Come on.
I feel like a klecho now. How do I?
No, don't you give me political.
I'm going to give you a klecho answer. You know, sometimes through troubles, Gareth, it's the phoenix that rises out of the ashes. That's the important part. You see, I could do top billing.
Come on, what happened?
well, I don't know. Monogamy, you were talking about it.
It's tough.
Yeah, there were no STDs involved, so clearly we were monogamous. But, you know, sometimes monogamy just gets, I don't know, I guess I became quite boring.
You became boring?
Well, yeah.
So you're telling me she cheated on you?
No. She didn't cheat on me. Oh. She just, well, I don't know.
Was more interested in other men than you.
You know, like a relationship just becomes, you become like brother and sister, you know?
Oh, that's so horrible.
Yeah. And then it's just you kind of like roommates, and then you're like, what, you know, why are we actually
So you guys, this? You stopped having sex?
Well, no.
As brother and sister, you carried on having sex?
Yeah, it's more exciting that way sometimes. Oh.
No, come on, level with me. What the hell are you talking about?
Have you ever had sex with a sister-like
figure?
Oh, okay, maybe it's... Okay,
come on, talk to me. What happened?
No, well, that's what happened. I just told you.
You're hamming it up now.
We went through divorce. No, I don't know.
You're just divorced?
Yeah, I'm just divorced. Yeah. Okay. But I'm in a new relationship, and it's great. It's fantastic.
Oh, you already picked up a new one.
This happened a while ago, Gareth.
Yes.
We were here 2 years ago, eh?
Yeah. I remember, a lot happened in 2 years.
I mean, you move fast. Let me put it that way.
Life is short, especially when you're type 1 diabetic and you have a craving for sugar. I love sugar. My feet are going to fall off any moment now.
All right. Any requests?
Yes.
Do we have anybody with a request? Sia, anything that you really want to hear while these two talented musicians are here in the studio with us? Ben?
Oh, sorry.
No, this
I have
is
a
just...
request.
Oh, okay.
Well, I heard you talking about Luke Skywalker earlier.
Yes.
And you think he got a bum deal with, I'm Luke Skywalker, and oh, shame, everyone only knows me as Luke Skywalker. Do you know who David Prowse is?
Yeah, shame. He was the guy who was inside the Vader outfit.
But do you know what happened to him? First of all, he didn't know they were going to redub his voice with Earl Jones. So he was shocked when he saw the movie for the first time and it wasn't his voice. Okay, granted, he has a cuck voice. And then when they reveal Darth Vader, so everyone's like, oh, is that the guy? No, they replaced him with another actor. So no, he got nothing.
Zero.
Shame. Sorry. So I was thinking about that on the way here. And I had shed a tear for him.
Yeah, that is horrible.
Yeah,
that's worse than being that Backstreet Boy no one can remember.
Howie D.
Boy, yeah.
Was it him?
No. See? I think it was silent one.
There's always someone. And the third Supreme.
Yeah.
I remember Mary. I remember Diana. Nobody can't remember the third one, right?
No.
I only know Diana because we have the same name. But otherwise, I didn't really grow
who
up
was
on
the
a lot
third,
of Motown.
Who was the third Destiny's Child member? There was Beyonce, there was Kelly, and...
Poor Michelle.
Well, you see, you know, because she sang gospel after that.
No, but there's a whole website dedicated to how poor Michelle is.
Oh, really?
It's called Poor Michelle.
Poor Michelle. PoorMichelle.com.
Can you imagine being the horrible, mean-spirited person who started that website?
Yeah. Her outfits never coordinated with the rest of the group. There are like interviews of Beyonce and Kelly, and then poor Michelle is like cut out of the screen. Oh, it's a wonderful. If you think your life is tough,
was she the blurry one in the photo shoot at the back? Oh, shame. There's always one. I remember. Do you remember Watershed?
Yes.
There were kind of two main
Craig and
Paul MacGyver.
Yeah.
And he was always blurry in the background. Oh, I always thought so because he's actually better looking.
Really?
Yeah, he's a great
looking
man.
Craig was the front man.
Yeah.
It's like you're much uglier than Mark, but you have to be the front man.
I like to think I bring a Jesus-esque.
Wait, did you see our drummer? He couldn't even make it, yeah.
Yeah, he's so beautiful, but shame, he was passed out behind McDonald's this morning.
Shame, you guys, really, it's tough on the streets.
No, it is. It is.
Tell me, do we have time for another song? I think we do. Anybody with a request? You've got 5 seconds. Flax, do you want to try?
I'm loving everything that comes out of Dave and Mark's mouth.
All right.
Who's
Dave? Dave's not here. That's Nathan.
Dave got fired.
Fucking idiots.
Damon Calvari got so young.
I know.
Mark.
Mark? Yeah, that's Justin. And over here, Sia, what do you want? Come on, this is your moment. You hardly ever get to do this.
What does Ben do?
Two people who are proficient Sport. With the...
Oh, okay.
What does Ben do?
Yeah.
That's a very good question.
I was just wondering,
asking myself.
I haven't seen him playing any sport.
I've actually got a funny fact for this. I met you. Shit, what was the year?
I know your face.
2005 Cosmo Sexy Man Calendar.
Were you a sexy man?
So were you.
No, yeah.
We were sexy men in a clearly low year.
What month were you?
Oh, they really, they scraped.
I was August.
They scraped the bottom of the barrel and they just kept on scraping.
Hey, I was beautiful. People used to compare me to Jacques to Blanche.
That's fairly beautiful.
I mean, I know just because we have the same color hair.
On the line, hey, Dave.
I'm going to tweet your photo, Ben.
Not here. It's gone. What was that really, Dave? Did you honestly get him on the line? Flax says he got Dave on the line.
No, I can give you his number if you want.
Someone phoned in and said, hi, I'm Dave. Tell them to play the Bry song.
The Bry song?
I don't know. That's all I got. Jesus.
Do you have a Bry song? All our songs are Bry songs.
Don't worry, you two. Then we're out of time.
Oh, okay. Damn.
Do you want to do one? I will.
I was hoping you could play one, just to show that we're not actually just like two acoustic guitars off the album. I gave it to Michael Flatt.
It's here. You just have to ask.
There's one called "Place That I Call Home." It's
a bit of a downer.
It is a. Do you want a happy one? Well, there's "Mammary Glands" on there as well.
Greatest Misses. You want me to play? No, Mammary Glands, we know.
You know that one. Okay.
Love Mammary Glands.
Well, boys come together.
You mean they didn't playlist Mammary Glands?
No, they didn't.
No.
I know. Ridiculous.
Let's just remind people how great that song was. You wrote it for Leanne Moll.
When you walk in, you're gonna cause some issues. All the 14-year-old boys will need a few more tissues. Press Sunday news desk, so box them. The headline today reads, I wanna touch some red big mammary glands.
Oh, what a song.
I wanna hold them in my hands.
Yeah.
With those great big mammary glands, I kinda wonder how the hell she stands.
That's the best part,
Leanne. Leanne. Yours are the biggest marshmallows.
It rhymes. That's beautiful. I love that song. All right, so let's play. Which one is it that you want? The home,
well,
Place Call Home.
I just like that one. It's my favorite one on the album. Right. But yeah, if you guys want funny ones, then there's other ones we can play.
We'll give the song the love that it deserves.
Thank you. It's great talking to you guys.
It's always good to see you guys. Yeah. And Nathan, keep well. And Mark, very good to see you again.
Thank you. Watch out for them cars.
And I do hope, please don't get run over the next time you're out there on the streets, pushing your cart.
Take care.
Take care of yourselves and each other. Because that's what we would want if we were expressive.
Did you hear that, tabloids? We're taking care of each other.
We're taking care of each other.
We're going to kiss so deeply
sometime
in public.
Nom, 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 nom. Soon. All right, let's go. CliffCentral.com.